Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And we're the food guys. One of the advantages of being one of the food guys is if you're the right food guy, me, you get to go over to the other food guy's house, and he has, for instance, something called bisciola sitting there on his work counter, and you say, hey, what's that? And he says, here, have some. And I'll tell you, folks, it's fab.
It's an Italian fruit and nut bread. When I say fruit and nut, raisins and walnuts, you make it in little pound loaves. Most of the weight is actually in fruit and nuts. This is a recipe that's existed for a long time in the Lombardy region of Italy, near where Milan is. I had been invited by the Italian Trade Agency to tour the area around Milan to experience the food that the region has to offer. So we were taken to this valley, the Valtellina Valley. It's very near the Alps. But one of the breads that I had sampled was at an agriturismo hotel, La Fiorida.
Yeah, agriturismo.
Yes, agriturismo. What they served at breakfast was this bread called bisciola. When you slice into it, there's hardly any dough compared to fruit and nuts. So I wanted to be able to make it. So my dear friend Giulia Della Croce, who's a terrific cookbook author and food writer about all things Italian, she wrote to the restaurant and asked for the recipe. So they send the recipe, and all it is a list of ingredients. And it starts off with 2 kilograms of flour, and then it gives you an amount of sugar, an amount of yeast, and then it says 2 kilograms of walnuts and 2 kilograms of raisins. Okay, so I can't make it this way. I have to be able to scale it down. So I scaled it down eightfold, and then I proceeded to make this yeast dough. Mm-hmm. It wasn't working for me. I was following the proportions that I had created. It wasn't working for me. Then I hit upon another idea of making the dough. Yeast doughs are not complicated. Today, what we're told is we should take instant yeast and then add it undissolved to flour, and then you add your liquid and make your dough, and then everything's fine. For some recipes, it works. For this one, it did not. Mm-hmm. And so I went to proofing the yeast, dissolving it with a little bit of sugar, active dry yeast until it foamed, rose, and all of that. And I made my dough that way. It has sugar in it. And then once you make the dough, you also have to beat in butter a little bit with a dough hook. And you knead that in gradually. And then it becomes this wonderful silky dough. And it's very soft and it's very easy to manage. So then you have this little lump of dough which needs to rise to double. I have 8 ounces of walnuts and I have 8 ounces of raisins in this dough that weighs a little over a pound. I'm trying to figure out how the heck do I get all of this stuff.
I mean, that's a pound of...
It's a pound of stuff to get into this dough. I tried kneading it in gradually and it didn't work. But what finally I hit upon, the dough is so supple and it's so elastic. I stretched it out on an unfloured surface into this big rectangle, 18 by 12 or something. And then I would sprinkle some of the nuts and raisins at the far end.
Yeah.
And then I would fold that dough over. Essentially, what I had was like a jelly roll almost,
it looked like it.
You know, of dough and nuts. And then I squeezed the whole damn thing together.
Yeah. Scrunch it up.
I squeezed it and made a long log out of it. Then I cut that in half. And then I was able to seal the ends and put any pieces of nut and raisin back into the dough. So then I had these little round balls, which you then put on a baking sheet a few inches apart, cover it with a towel, and let it rise for maybe 45 minutes in a warm place. It'll raise maybe by 50%. Brush them with an egg glaze, which is egg and a little bit of water, and then you bake them. You bake these for about 40 minutes or so. The recipe will be the MTPR website.
MTPR.org.
So, MTPR.org. Bisciola. Let me spell it for you. B-I-S-C-I-O-L-A. Yeah. B-I-S-C-I-O-L-A. And then you have these gorgeous loaves, which stay fresh at room temperature for 2 or 3 weeks.
And I'll tell you the bread won't last for 2 or 3 weeks.
They'll freeze for months. They'll keep frozen for months. The nuts and the raisins have some kind of preservative quality in them. I have no idea what they are. It's a terrific bread. And you can put cheese on it. You can put jam on it, butter. It takes to anything.
Well, you gave me a little loaf. I took it home, and maybe it could keep for several weeks, but I don't think it kept for more than about 3 days, possibly, at the most.
It's really terrific.
Maybe a day, yes. Come to think of it.
This is a really classic old Italian bread.
Be sure and look it up and come back next week for The Food Guys.